You got to get really clear on what's the point of getting healthy and losing weight and getting lean in the first place. Just like you have in your business. There's a reason why you started your business and it's super important to you. You have to get back in touch with that. Like ask yourself the question, okay, what I want to lose 50 pounds. Well, why do you want to lose 50 pounds? Well, because, you know, I want to look better in my clothes. Why is that important to you? And just keep going until you're pretty much crying, you know, and just, you can get deep enough into your big why. If getting to your big why doesn't work, get help.
Welcome to the Three Steps to Thrive podcast, where each show will show you three simple, practical, and actionable steps to improve your life or your business. Now, here's your host, James Lamb. And guess what? That's me. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. My name is James from Three Steps to Thrive podcast. I'm so thrilled to have you with me today, Angelique Beauregard, and I hope I got that right. Before the session, we only practiced about four times. Oh, if I don't get it right, that's why I say it really fast, Beauregard. And hopefully she won't notice, right? But Angelique's coming all the way from Montreal. She's an author, nutrition coach, and weight loss specialist. She's also an entrepreneur and, get this, a school bus company business owner, wife, mom, cat lover, and convertible driver, which I'm sure does not work together with the school bus company, because school buses and convertibles do not equate the same thing, do they? Angelique, say hello on the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Good. I'm just going to finish your bio and then, because there's some really neat stuff here. So in her best-selling book, this is so neat, A Second Coming of Age, The Road to Becoming a Healthy, Wealthy, Modern Golden Girl, Angelique dishes on how and why she lost 50 pounds in her first year of menopause without giving up coffee, wine, and pizza, which sounds amazing. Any of those three I take right now. I have coffee, but wine and pizza also sound good. Her clients are female business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives who feel stuck in an unhealthy body that doesn't showcase how successful and self-disciplined they are. Through her one-to-one coaching, she helps them create a customized plan that makes healthy living simple, fun, and exciting. So welcome to the show, Angelique.
Thanks so much for inviting me. This is wonderful. It's good to see you again.
You what listeners, and this is funny because we can see each other on Zoom and this is how we're recording. So listeners, you wouldn't know that. But what I do see is a giant and very professional mic setup. So so this is really cool. A Second Coming of Age is the book, the first portion of the book title that you wrote. And this is cool. So I was like, why do you have this big mic? Because you don't do podcasts at the moment. And it's because you actually voiced over the book yourself.
I created the audiobook because not everyone wants to read a book, right? So a lot of people listening to podcasts especially like to be able to walk around and be active when they're listening to books. So, and I love audiobooks too. So I decided, well, if I'm going to make an audiobook, I want to make it sound good. So I bought my equipment and now I'm ready to do podcasts.
Yes. No, that's amazing. And do you do an en français as well or just in English?
Just in English.
Just in English for now. Okay. So there you go. So team, you know, this is neat. So if you actually get the book, which actually sounds like a really interesting book, you actually get an audio version and that is narrated by none other than the author. So it is narrated the way that she wrote it, which is unbelievable because no one else does that. So good on you, Angelique. That's really cool. Tell me about, now you and I'm going to go through this line in your bio. You say, Angelique's clients are female business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives who feel stuck in an unhealthy body that doesn't showcase how successful and self-disciplined they are. Now, tell me a little bit about that, because I can imagine what this is. So everything is probably, or a lot of things are probably going well in their life. Probably their family's going well. They have tons of money. Money's not the issue. Power's not the issue. Fulfillment of success is not the issue. Tell me what their mental space is around body image and eating.
Well, let me see. Because what I've found that with women, especially women, because, you know, we're very self-conscious. And what I've discovered is a lot of women, they have successful businesses. They're self-disciplined in their business. They have everything structured, but it's just this one thing that they just can't get a handle on. And then when they go in front of a group of people or if they walk into a room, they're self-conscious. They don't necessarily protect that confidence that that they have for their business. And what people see on the outside isn't necessarily what's going on the inside. So for my, I help them like project that image of what that greatness they have on inside. So it actually shows on the outside. So that when they walk into a room or a networking event or something, so that they're not, so that people are actually focused on what they're talented at the business they come to represent rather than what they look like. Mm-hmm. So what I found is even not necessarily overweight ones. I went to a Fearless Women's Summit a couple of years ago in Montreal, and there was this beautiful woman, successful business. She wasn't overweight. Mm-hmm. And she went up on stage and gave her presentation, and she had a picture up on the screen of her doing salsa in this beautiful, sexy dress. And you could tell that, yeah, I'm sure she's lovely, but she was wearing these big baggy sweaters and clothes and scars. And I thought, what a shame. And I find that so many of us do that. You know, we have a presentation or we're talking to people, but we find ourselves like pulling at our sweaters or pulling down on our skirts and just feeling that discomfort and hoping nobody touches us because they might feel fat, you know, or they avoid getting hugged. At one point when I was at my heaviest, like I didn't want my husband or even anybody touching or hugging me because I didn't want them to feel the belly fat there. Yeah. And it's a horrible, it takes up so much headspace that we're not necessarily so clear because it takes up so much headspace and it takes away from what we could be giving. And and when we're so hung up on ourselves, we don't serve as well, I find. We're not as giving of ourselves.
That's very fair. And on top of that, it's like you said, it's always there. Imagine that. It's always there. Like you are 100% there, but this thing is bothering you. It's the proverbial, the proverbial monkey on your back, right? That's always there and you can't get it off no matter how hard they try. Now, let me ask you this question. For your clients, it's not the discipline, is it? Is it because they put themselves last for so long? Or is it, you know, if you think about it, it's, you know, and you specifically work with female business owners and female entrepreneurs, and a lot of them have families. So a lot of them will have children, maybe they're young, maybe they're older, but at some point in time, they're going to have sacrificed time for these children. And they're going to have sacrificed time for their careers. And I'm not saying this is right or wrong. It just is the case. So tell me, is it because they put themselves last, or is it because they don't have the knowledge or the time? What is the number one thing that you think you fix more than anything else?
Well, when I start working with someone, the first thing I do is really look at their life. You know, we talk about the wheel of life, and I look at their values too. And like, what are your values? What are your priorities? And I find that the ones that struggle the most are the ones who put everyone else and everything else in front of themselves. They'll put, I was working with one, she put her spouse first. Another one's work, like her business is first, her family is first. And then by the time she gets down to herself, like everyone else is gone ahead. So what to help them understand is that if they don't take care of themselves first, they're of no service to any of those people. Because I know for me, when I was obese and I was struggling with my health, and when I realized that in not taking care of myself, like I thought to myself, what happens if I get hit by a bus one day, mm-hmm. of all things?
You had to use the bus, right? You had to use the bus.
Yeah. You know, I get hit by a bus. What's going to happen to my kids? What's going to happen to my husband? Mm-hmm. My husband at the time was pretty, useless, you know, he had no idea about the finances. He didn't have any idea about, you know, how to take care of the household, the kids. And it's like, man, if something happens to me, like what's going to happen to them and my business? I mean, forget it. I mean, just the passwords for all the courses and all the mm-hmm. finances and everything else. It's like, what are they going to do? My business is not going to happen. It's not going to thrive. And, you know, so it's like, you know, I have to take care of myself. And this all happened. The book and everything was back in the summer of 2014, I got a call and my mom was in the hospital, and she and I, we've been struggling with our weight my whole life. I mean, at 11 years old, I weighed in my first weight loss meeting at 172 pounds, 11 years old. And it was like, I was just going into high school, and my mom and I, we did the Weight Watchers thing. We had our cheat nights every week, or she would dive into her big one. She had this big thing of Kraft peanut butter. She would spoon her way through with a glass of cold milk. And I had my Dare cookies, you know, the double fudge with the, oh man. And that was our thing. Every Tuesday night, we would go to our meeting and we would like just go to town on this food. And her and I mean, up until 2014, we were just doing those things, the yo-yoing all over the place. And when I got the call, she was in the hospital. We had thought she had just had a gastro or something, but it got so bad, she called the ambulance. And when I went to see her, she was in the ICU. She was in a coma. She had had a ruptured intestine, and because of all the belly fat, the surgeon couldn't get in there to fix it. So she had a really hard time. She finally was able to make some repair. But I almost lost her. And she was in a coma for 4 days. She was on these like meds that were like so strong that, I mean, she was terrified because after she came out of her coma and she started to come out a bit, she thought that my dad, who was her ex at the time, they're divorced. She said, "Oh, your dad was in here and he scared me. Like he was in with a knife and he tried to kill me." I'm like, "Oh my God." And I'm like, all these things going on, and I'm looking at her and I was like, "This is me. Like, this is where I'm going. I have two beautiful daughters. My husband at home is like, man, I got to do something." And that's when I got really serious. Like, I have to do something about this. And then that's when I put myself first and really got serious. And, you know, that's where the book came. And I think a lot of us are like that, us women, especially as we hit like the 50s, like I'm 50 now. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, you got to get serious about it. Cause it's so important to take care of yourself.
Did you on your own journey, did you follow somebody or did you kind of figure it out yourself?
Well, when I started getting into health and listening to podcasts and things, and I tried a bunch of different things. I tried the Virgin Diet, where we did a whole elimination thing. I've done Bright Line Eating, which is for food addicts, where you do a lot of weighing and measuring. It's very strict. So I tried a lot of things. And it's when I enrolled in the Institute for Transformational Nutrition, where I got certified, that I learned it wasn't so much necessarily about the weighing and the measuring, but it's like what foods work best for you with your, you know, you learned about the microbiome, the bacteria in your body. And so it was kind of like a mix of things, of trying different things. And what I've realized is that a nutrition plan for someone has to be so individualized and customized because they're all so very different. And it's not so much, it's not just what you feed yourself physically with food, but it's what you feed yourself with motion, how you feed yourself with your thoughts and with your support group and your relationships. It, you know, people think, oh, it's just about, I'm just going to go and exercise and eat less and it's going to come off and it's going to stay off. It's not that simple. Like you really got to like get to know the person, what's going on in their lives. What, I mean, you might be doing all the right things. You're jogging, you're doing weightlifting, you're eating spinach and your salads and you're just not getting to where you want to be. Well, there might have been a trauma a couple years ago or when you were a kid. There's so many different things. So I look at so many different things when I work. That's why I love working one-on-one with people, because you really dig down and you create a protocol with them that's actually sustainable, rather than hopping on a program and say, okay, I'm doing this, but it's not something that you're going to be able to do the rest of your life.
Well, I think it's neat the fact that you actually lived this journey, and that's the reason why you're so passionate about it, right? Because so it's one thing to be successful on your own, but it's another thing because you know what it's like beforehand and you know what it's like afterwards. And I'm sure there's, you know, when you talk to somebody about trying to live a new lifestyle, they always talk about, I'm trying to get healthy. Well, what does healthy actually mean, right? But you have all the other things tied towards it. Like you are currently radiant, and I'm pretty sure before your weight loss, and I'm not saying you're not, larger people can't be radiant, but I'm pretty sure you would have looked different. Yes, do you agree?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the other things that involved, like what life was like beforehand and some of the challenges, and then what life is like now.
Oh man, so many things. Oh, I mean, I know when I was pregnant with my first daughter, I had been trying to eat well, but at that point, you know, when you're pregnant, you know, you have different cravings for different things. I ate Pop-Tarts the whole time I was pregnant. After I had her, after that, I was 275 pounds. And then I managed to lose 40 pounds in between when I got pregnant with my second one. And I remember my mother-in-law saying, because I, like I said, I lost 40 pounds after the first one, got down like 235. Then I got pregnant again. And my mother-in-law said, instead of being excited, she's, but you just lost 40 pounds and you're going to get pregnant again. It's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you're happy. but I mean, after the second one, I was down to, I managed to get down to 211. And that's when I started like most people do. Well, I'm just gonna exercise more and eat less, and I'll see how that works. And that, mm-hmm. you know, started. I went to Curves, which doesn't even exist here anymore. But you know, it started with that, and it's like, oh, it was just frustrating, and it was almost like a hobby. You know, it's like I'm gonna try this program, and it's brand new and fun. And then once that gets boring, then I'm gonna put it all back on again. I'm gonna try something new. And I've kept track actually ever mm-hmm. since my second daughter was born and I got to 211. I have an Excel spreadsheet that's you can see like all the different weights up and down and all the different programs I've tried. And I knew I was in trouble when I got really desperate, and I bought the Smart for Life cookies at Costco. And I'm looking at this box of stuff. It's like, oh, here I go again. Like, I can't believe I'm going to do this other fad thing. So it got really frustrating because I never really dove into anything apart from the food and the motion. I wasn't looking at my sleep. I wasn't looking at my spirituality. I didn't even consider going walking in nature as feeding myself, you know? And it's been a real interesting journey. And it's funny because, since I started on this path to becoming an entrepreneur coach, coming out of the family school bus business and more into this path, and working on myself and helping other people do the same, I've found that, especially now, like the person that's listening to me right now, if you're like besides you, but you're a listener right now. I mean, if you're sitting there and you're at your desk listening to this podcast, like maybe just get up and move around, like find ways in your day to get just to, not even just to move, just even just stand up and do deep breathing, which is something you don't necessarily think to do. But I've noticed in building my business that the health journey is very much like the entrepreneur journey, where you need to be successful at weight loss as successful, even not more successful than you are in your business. You kind of need to do both the mm-hmm. same way. Like, I know I started.
Angelique, we just lost you there. Here,
start week. What are your big three goals for this week?
Sorry, Angelique, can you back up here? Can you just start at you start about 5 seconds ago? So you were comparing fitness to entrepreneurship.
Internet. Yeah. So what I found in building my business, I found that your health journey is very much similar to your business journey, and if you could look at your health goals in the same way as when you do your business goals, and that whole process to set goals in the beginning and track them, like set your vision. You've got one for your business, set one for yourself. And now from that vision, let's look at your big goals for the year or your quarter or whatever. Let's break those down, because you're going to do your business ones. You may as well do your health ones too. Mm-hmm. And then like set your weekly, like what are my big three goals for my business and my health this week? So you're kind of narrowing it down, and instead of focusing on the big picture at like each week and each day, like what are the small steps I need to take this week in those three things?
Let me ask you this question for both business and fitness.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because people lose patience with it that they get into trouble? So when there's that infamous generation, the millennials, that have no patience, right? They want to kind of achieve, and some of them do, right? Russell Brunson's a great example, right? You know, they want to go from A, and then they want to be the smartest person in the room, and then they go to Z right away. But before you get to A, you need to get to B, and they need to get C, right? In workout terms, it's like you have someone that goes to the gym for the first time, but they want to immediately run a marathon on the treadmill, or they immediately want to be able to squat a certain amount. Is that so, you know, instead of being comfortable with where they are, is that what you're talking about? And is that also the root of frustration for people building things?
Well, cause you get into trouble. I mean, just like when you're starting a business and you say, okay, I have to be on social media, so I'm going to go on all the platforms. Oh, and I also have to do this. So you get on everything else, and then you get so overwhelmed that you quit after a week. It's like, you know, the thing is with health and in business, there's no such thing as necessarily as that quick a win, especially when you have a big goal. Like you can't just say, I'm going to work out, like do sit-ups for a week and have 6-pack abs at the end. Or, you know, someone who says, okay, well, Monday I'm going to have my salad all day, and I'm going to go to the gym for an hour and a half. And then I'm going to do that every day. Well, normally if they try to do that, oftentimes by day two, they've probably gotten injured anyway and or, you know, because this is, you know, this isn't working out. They've maybe eaten salad for 2-3 days. They get on the scale and say, this isn't working. Let's go back and it's not worth it. You know, it's, you have to really be clear on what you want and just like determine what are the simple steps and like implement them consistently. And you have to track too, just like in business. You have a business goal, you have a could be a revenue goal, a profit goal. If you're not tracking that, like, how do you know that you're even attaining it? And the same kind of process. You have to look at both of them.
Yeah. No, that's very fair. Tell me how we can avoid, you know, there's something in the podcast industry called pod fade, and I'm officially out of pod fade, which is great, but it's basically people stopping podcasting after 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting traction. Tell me about how we, and we all know about this weight loss. I don't know if it's called weight loss fade or what the term is, but you know, January rolled around, September rolled around, and you get all these people hitting the gym with all the best intentions. Let's keep this in mind, right? So good on them for going. And then sadly enough, you have 1% that survive into October or survive into February. Is that a mindset thing? Or is that because we don't track goals? Like what is it?
Well, it could be that they're starting with unrealistic goals, or that maybe they didn't even write them down. Or they didn't break them down. Cause when you create a, like, for sure you want an outcome. So once you have the outcome in mind, you kind of have to put that aside and say, okay, I want that outcome, but nothing's ever guaranteed, as you know, with outcomes. So what are the things that I need to do consistently that's going to bring me closer to that? So instead of focusing on the ultimate outcome, it's like, what can I do like X number of days and be super clear about what it is you want to do? But once you've got that written out, like, okay, what is my one goal for, like, say this week to reach that? So, okay, what is it? What's my motivation for that? And be very specific. You know, we talk about smarter goals, you know, smart goals, but let add exciting and add reward to it. So once you figured it out, okay, if I achieve that this week, what's going to happen if I don't? Because I set commitment contracts. I do it once, like for 7 days, I'll go on an app. It's called stick.com, STICKK. And I'll go in and I'll say, okay, one of my goals for this week is I'm going to be alcohol free this week. So I'm going to go on there and I'm going to say, okay, from this date to this date, no alcohol. And if I do drink it and I'm honest with them, it's going to cost me $50 to the anti-charity of my choice.
Right.
So now whenever someone offers me a drink, I say, if I have that drink, I have to give $50 to this anti-charity. And so right away, like, I've got this, you know, because sometimes when you have an immediate penalty, it's sometimes more motivating than having a reward at the end. So if I said, well, if I'm not going to have alcohol for a week, then at the end of that week, I'm going to reward myself with, a hot bath or a spa day or something or whatever. So you have to set that up. Yeah.
So you said a couple of really, really good things there. Okay. One of them is that, you know, and this is something that I've been talking about for a while, actually, but you talked about goal setting, but your goal setting wasn't around a number. Your goal setting was around activity.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's an interesting thing because people are always, you have to have goals, and goals are really good. But at the same time, if you set a goal of, I'm going to do 30% more revenue this year, but that's just what you write down, but you have no idea how to achieve it. You have no idea what activity you need. You have no idea what systems you need. You're never going to get there. Right. Exactly. Same thing with exercise or weight loss. It's like, you know, if you set a goal to lose 50 pounds, you're just blatantly just throwing yourself at this goal, but you have no structure behind it. And that's one of the challenges with people working with goals, I find, is that I'd rather have somebody set a goal of saying, you know, in terms of digital marketing, I am going to spend an hour a week looking at Facebook ads, and I'm going to measure it, and I'm going to do it once a month. And that to me makes way more sense, because we can measure and test what it is and actually get you there, because we have the vehicle, than actually saying, just, you know, we're going to do 10% more revenue. It doesn't make any sense, right? Yeah. The other thing that you said was really good was, I love this idea about, I think it's Stick, you said.
Yep.
Yes.
Great app. So, but you can do it a number of ways, but that's a great app and it's super simple.
Sure. But you know, one of the things that I find with that we do as humans, and I think this is a fallacy, this is the problem. So let me tell you about the cycle. And I think you can comment about this, is I have a bad, you know, I'm hitting my gym stride, I'm eating well, and then I fall off the wagon. You know, something has happened. We've gone on holiday or whatever. And so I come back and I do a gym session and I'm like, oh, I'm really sore after that. So I'm going to skip the gym. But then what you do, and then you gain weight and you feel bigger. And then you say, oh, I'm going to do harder now. I'm going to work on harder this time. I'm going to make up for the last time I missed. And then it's this vicious cycle that keeps on recycling itself, right? Like, and when going through one of my friends who, to be honest, and it's a good thing she's not listening to the podcast, but don't listen. Anyways, so it's, you know, I love her to death, but at the same time, she keeps wanting to do more and more activity because she skips more and more and more. And she feels like by doing a really, really hard set, that's going to make up for it. But what happens is because she's out of shape now is she ends up hating it. And she keeps more. And it's this vicious cycle that spins downward. And I'm sure you probably see it all the time. Yes. Well,
especially when you're doing something you hate. I mean, I'd rather you go and do something you enjoy, even if you're not, maybe you're not lifting weights. Maybe the most you've lifted in the past month is a fork. I don't know. But, you know, first start by doing something you love to do. I mean, if you like to go walk in nature, go hiking. Like, just start there. Maybe you haven't put shoes on and like running shoes on in the last 8 years, like start by buying a pair of shoes, getting fitted for proper shoes. Maybe just go to the end of your driveway and back, you know, just start real slow and just build on that and have those goals in place. Like, okay, this week I was able to walk around the block 10 times. Okay, well, you know, next week, maybe I'll do an extra lap and find ways to make it fun. I mean, I have an Apple Watch now and every month I'm invited to do this challenge. So I know that I have teammates out there that are expecting me to help them move up the line. So when I see my teammate close their ring and I haven't done my steps yet, it's like, oh man, I'm going to get out there and do it because it's funny how the brain works. When mm-hmm. you're doing it to support other people and you know that other people are counting on you, you're more likely to do it. But just make sure that person that you're buddying up with, that they're going to work hard. And if, you know, cause sometimes you find a buddy, so I'm going to rock with a buddy. So we're going to keep each other accountable. But if you're with the kind of buddy who gives up easily, like you want to find a buddy that's doing maybe more than you are to keep you motivated to go.
Yes. You it's know, like when you're in so business, you want to network up, right? You want to network with people who make you feel inexperienced and dumb. And I don't know how to say it otherwise. I should say inexperienced and doesn't have as much, not just, a season. That's probably a better way of saying it. But sure. You know, it's the same thing, right? Because if you are the smartest person in the room, you're probably in the wrong room. If you actually want to develop your business, let's be honest.
Because you want to develop your group and you want to develop your business and yourself. If you want to grow in your health and your business, you have to associate with people that are farther ahead than you. Yeah. And in your business, if you want to get ahead farther, faster, you hire a coach. Health, fitness, same thing. Find someone's going to help you.
I have Invest to tell you, this is one of the proudest dinners I've ever had on, you know, about a week ago, we went out for dinner for the first time in a while because of the COVID thing.
Yeah.
And around the table was, you know, there was Jay Frisette, there was Michelle mm-hmm. Nedelec, and there was another guy named Mike Wolf. And each of them is, you know, the Jay and Mike are probably worth several million dollars in you know, of value. And Michelle's not far behind them. So it was pretty neat to go to that dinner with them, right? And to hop up with those people. But you get inspired and you get motivated.
Yep.
Let me ask you, I do want to get to your three steps, right? And I know you have tons of knowledge. Okay. And don't die. And I know you're passionate about this. Tell me about how, if we miss something, if we miss a workout or we miss if we have a bad day at work or something doesn't go right, how do we get inspired as a way of motivation as opposed to guilt and obligation?
You got to know what your big why is. You got to get really clear on what's the point of getting healthy and losing weight and getting lean in the first place, just like you have in your business. There's a reason why you started your business and it's super important to you. You have to get back in touch with that. Like ask yourself the question, okay, what I want to lose 50 pounds. Well, why do you want to lose 50 pounds? Well, because, you know, I want to look better in my clothes. Why is that important to you? And just keep going until you're pretty much crying, you know, and just, if you can get deep enough into your big why, then you can, it's not always obvious to get back on track, especially when you're discouraged. But, you know, I would say, if getting to your big why doesn't work, get help. You know, there's,
amazing. It's interesting, right? Because I know some people, one of the tips I learned, I don't remember who it was, but it's certainly not mine, but you know, and we all have these days, Angelique, where you don't want to do work, right? You can't work and you're like, oh, this is, this is like the worst day ever, right? And you're totally being dramatic. But at the same time, the person that I'm speaking about says, just start with one easy thing. Start with one easy thing. It doesn't matter what it is. It can be throwing the recycling out, right? Start with one thing. And that one thing cascades to all these things. And eventually you remember why you did this. But sometimes it starts with that one thing. And that one thing is always, always the hardest part to start.
Okay. For sure. I mean, you could even a good thing of that is like just set the timer for 5 minutes and just whatever it is you've been putting off, just set the timer. Say after 5 minutes, I'm going to stop. And most of the time you won't.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Tell me, so every, and listeners, you know this already, we bring on amazing guests and entrepreneurs, and Angelique certainly fills that role very, very well. And we asked them to leave three tips, and those three tips are to help you as the business owner or to help the business. Angelique, what are the three tips to help the business or the business owner? And the floor is yours.
Well, I look at it this way. To be lean, you have to keep your kitchen clean. You have to build a morning routine, and you have to go for the green. Pretty much like in business. If you want to be productive in your work environment, you have to keep your desk clean, keep focused. And the same thing in your kitchen. You got to keep that clear and make sure that everything that you want to be eating is in eyesight, is convenient. And everything you don't want to have to remind you to eat garbage food or whatever it is you don't want to have, like clear that out. If you have a bowl of candies on your desk, like get rid of that. And when you go into your fridge, as soon as you open it, if you see a bunch of cut up, you know, carrots and celery and you have salads and everything's fresh, and you're more likely to eat that than you are to go searching in the garage for a chocolate bar, right? So you have to keep your kitchen clean and well-stocked. You have to build a morning routine. I mean, that's critical. If you're getting up in the morning and the first thing you do is grabbing your phone and you're like right into someone else's to-do list, like you're setting yourself up for a miserable day. So if you get up and you set your intention, this is gonna be a great day. You hop out of bed, you make your bed, you do whatever it is you can, whether you're meditating, throw some exercise in there, even if it's just for 2 minutes, it doesn't matter because it becomes routine, right? So whatever habits you want to build in, take what you're already doing and just insert those. Like I make my bed anyway, so what can I do right after before I have my coffee or my shower, and make it conditional. Like I'm not allowed to have my shower until I've done whatever, 5 minutes of sit-ups or stretches or meditation or anything. Mm-hmm. So set that routine up just like you do in your business. You have, you know, routines during the day, you have blocks of time in your calendar, same thing. And go for the green. Business, you're going for money, go for the green. Well, same thing. You know, you got like green leafy vegetables, get those vegetables in you. I don't care what diet plan you're doing, paleo, keto, whatever, your fruitarian, whatever it is, you got to get your vegetables in there. And just that's how you build a healthy body and a healthy business.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. Those are really, really good tips. And so really quickly, can you tell me those three once more?
Yep. To be lean, you have to keep your kitchen clean, build a morning routine, and go for the green.
Awesome. Okay. Perfect. And it even rhymes. So it's easy to remember, right? And I'm pretty sure that's the intention. Yeah. Look, Angelique, it's been great having you on the show. Tell me your final thoughts from all of that we spoke about. We spoke about school busted. We spoke about your personal weight loss journey. We spoke about anxiety and clothes not fitting properly. We spoke about business. Tell me what final thoughts for listeners.
Final thoughts. I would tell you, when you're on a health and wellness journey, look at it as you would your business and take those small steps. Like you said, take those small steps and it'll propel you forward. That doesn't matter how small the step is, and get help, support, and accountability. And you can do anything. I mean, you can do anything.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. Look, team, I really appreciate you coming on the show, Angelique. Thank you. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thanks. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
And look, team, Three Steps to Thrive. One thing I didn't talk about. Look, in Three Steps to Thrive, we always bring on these amazing guests and we don't pay them a dime. But one thing we do provide is a way to keep in contact. So if you're listening and you're female and you feel like you need to get healthy, please reach out to Angelique, because it's, you know, I think we've all gone through some type of journey. Back when I was I think it was like 22. I lost 50 pounds in a summer. I think that's what it was. But before and afterward, you feel completely different. So this is something that's true to my heart, and it's very close. And if this is something that, you know, if you're female and feel like you need to get healthy, please pick up the book. Please reach out. Angelique, you have a freebie for our listeners as well. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. If you go to my website, you can pick up a free copy of the book. Or you can buy it if you like. All the proceeds from the sale of that book go to Chez Doris, which is a charity for women in difficulty in Montreal for homeless ladies. And if you order the book, I'll sign it for you. I'll send it along. If not, go ahead, download it. And either way, you'll get all the bonuses. You'll get the audio book. You'll even get a journal to track your eating. You'll get a bunch of cool stuff.
Right. So it's amazing. So it's clearly, you know, I know Angelique still has a successful business and she wants clients, but she's basically giving you a freebie saying, this is more important. What is more important is that you get healthy. And if you have trouble getting healthy, then come to me and I will do it with you. We will do this journey together. So amazing stuff. So thank you again for joining us. Okay, team, we're going to wrap it up there. Three Steps to Thrive. My name is James. Thank you from both Angelique and myself. Again, Three Steps to Thrive. Every week we bring on, twice a week we bring on amazing and successful entrepreneurs who have gone through their own journey. In this case, a health and wellness journey, as well as a business journey. And we leave you with three steps to improve either yourself as a business owner or the business. And let's be honest, in this case, there is no better investment than you, the business owner, being healthy, because you are the heartbeat, the engine that's driving the business. So, team, I appreciate each and every one of you as always. Same place, same time next week, and we'll talk to you then. Don't forget, if you love this podcast, please leave a review. One of my goals is to support as many entrepreneurs and small business owners as possible with these simple, actionable, and practical tips. My team and I spend countless hours finding great guests who are experts in their field, and these people 100% volunteer to be on this show. And one of the best ways to help other people find this podcast is with your review. So if you would be so kind and subscribe and leave a review, this show can get out to more people, and I would be forever grateful. So thank you in advance. Okay, guys, thanks so much once more for tuning in. See you next week, and have a great few days.